Hallelujah. So according to the word of God, those that come against us will either be destroyed or saved. Nevertheless, it is our duty to pray that they will be saved. The church prayed that apostle, that Saul will be saved, and he was saved and became an apostle in the church of the living God and wrote most of the New Testament and had the revelation that God's salvation is for the Gentiles also. If God hadn't raised Apostle Paul, the truth that salvation is for the entire world would not be revealed, and Peter and the rest of the people, apostles, would have been preaching that salvation is only for the Jews. That happened when the church prayed, and the place where they gathered was shaken, and they committed themselves to the will of God. Now, the Bible does not just talk about faith, which causes others who come against us to be saved, but it talks also about others who come against us to be destroyed. One example is Goliath. Goliath scorned the name of God Almighty, came against the children of God. The children of Israel ran from Goliath because they did not have faith in the Holy Spirit. Now remember that Saul was an anointed man, but because he had rejected the word of the Lord, that is why the Bible says, they that worship me but must worship me in spirit and in truth. Occasionally the Holy Spirit came and touched him, but Saul was not a man that abode in the truth. Therefore he ran from Goliath. The entire nation of Israel ran from a giant, but David was a little boy, probably 1/4 of the height of Goliath, 1/10 of the weight of Goliath. Zero experience compared to the experience of Goliath. He didn't know anything about ancient warfare. God told David, I want you to go against Goliath. I'm sure David had this discussion. Lord, I will obey thee and I will go forward in faith. I'm sure God said, what is in your hand? Because God does not do anything until you give what you have. It might be worthless, but give what you have to God. And David said, I commit this sling to you. God said, go. And that is why David said in his first statement, you come with sword and spear, and I come to thee in the name of the Lord God Almighty, whose armies thou hast tried to defile or curse. And the stone went right into the forehead of Goliath. He trusted his own self, and we know how David won the victory. So that's an example of how a person that came against the children of God got destroyed. Now, in both cases, Apostle Saul becoming Paul and Goliath being dead and the children of Israel being saved, all happened because David and the kingdom of David, which is the church of the living God, moved forward. They knew they could not overcome the enemy with their physical strength. They could not overcome the enemy with guns. They could not overcome the enemy in politics. But they knew who they had. They had God, the third person in this Trinity, the Holy Spirit that lives with them, and faith, full assurance in the Holy Spirit made them move forward. Because Romans 8 says, the Spirit himself understandeth our infirmities, and he prayeth with groanings which cannot be uttered. That is why in the New Testament, we have to pray in the Holy Spirit. When there is disturbance, when there is attack, physical or spiritual attack, we have to come into the presence of the Lord and start speaking in tongues and getting filled with the Holy Spirit. And when we start speaking with the new language, power will go forth. Romans 8, verses 14 to 19. Let us turn to the book of Romans and let us read verses 14 and also let us read verse 19. Verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. So in Romans 8:14, the Bible says, they that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. So we are the sons of God. If we are the sons of God, why is creation still waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God? Because the sons of God have not attained the fullness of Jesus Christ, which is why we are in the church of the living God. Ephesians 4:11 to 13 says, God has put in the church first apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, for the edification of the church, for the perfection of the ministry, that we all in the unity of the faith might come into the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we be no more children tossed to and fro, may grow into the head, which is Christ. And the whole creation is waiting for that time when the sons of God will be manifested, so that all the curse that is in this universe can be removed and creation can attain the glorious liberty of the children of God. So many times we think God is going to come and miraculously change our situation, change our environment, change this world, remove the curse. God is going to do the final judgment. The Bible tells us that everything that He is going to do, He has already done through His Son in bringing salvation. Now it is our job to remove the curse in this world. It is our job to bring this nation back to God. It is our job as the Church of the Living God, New Jerusalem, to bring this world back to God. It is our job to bind the enemy. It is our job to do the judgment. It is our job as the sons of God to restore the creation and remove the curse that is in creation. Hebrews 11. 29:33 talks about this faith. Let us turn to Hebrews 11, 29 and 33. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians are saying to do were drowned. So there are two groups of people passing through the Red Sea. One is Israel, worshiping the Lord, has the commandments of God, and has a physical leader that is Moses. Next, the Egyptians, also walking in the Red Sea. They do not have the commandments of God. They have a physical leader, Pharaoh, but they are worshiping idols. So can you see the difference now? There are organizations, so-called churches, religions, atheism. They have physical leaders. They are trying to walk through the Red Sea. They are trying to overcome the challenges in this life and find the purpose of this life. They are also walking through the Red Sea. But the Bible tells us that they will be drowned because they do not have the commandments of God. They do not have the presence of God that the children of Israel have. And they do not have a leader that is under the inspiration of Almighty God. And so, 33. And what shall I, 32, what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouth of lions. So we said faith is full assurance in the Holy Spirit. We are coming to a time when the whole world will come against us, when all the powers of darkness and Lucifer will come against us. How do you handle it? Somebody in the street may point a gun in our head and said, I'm going to shoot you. How do you handle it? A mob coming against us. How do you handle it? The powers of darkness coming against us. How do you handle it? Maybe an army coming towards us or nuclear attack. How do you handle it? Psalm 91 says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely, the Bible is clear. The power of God has been given to us. We are filled with the Holy Spirit. It is our objective. It is our responsibility that we move forward. A man of God had finished his preaching. He came home. And then he saw an army of devils. They were everywhere. They were gathered together towards him and said, today we are going to kill you. You won't be able to preach anymore the name of Jesus. You are done. It's over. So he asked the Holy Spirit, Lord, what should I do? Holy Spirit said, push the devil that is closest to you. That is Lucifer, the king of the army of devils. And so he went forward in the name of Jesus and he pushed Lucifer. Lucifer fell backward. He fell on all his fellow devils, and as soon as he fell backward, the entire army of the enemy fell backward. Yes, they looked ferocious, more ferocious than T-Rex, but with the power of Almighty God, full assurance in the Holy Spirit, he crushed the enemy. There is a promise that was given in Garden of Eden. Its seed shall crush your head. The seed shall crush your head. Of course, the seed was Jesus Christ. But through Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ was planted on the cross, today millions and millions of people, starting from the first century, have grown up as trees, and we are the church of the living God. And therefore, the devil thought it was over when the Son of God was crucified. It's not over. The battle has actually begun. We are the army of God. We are the kingdom of God. We are the church of the living God. The only thing that God requires from us is that we move forward, because we are heirs of God and joint heirs with God. And when we move forward, the enemy will fall backward. Faith in God is not faith in anything. They try to bring fire from heaven. Because of their faith in Baal, nothing happened. Elijah prayed to Almighty God, and instantly the fire came down. They took away all his stuff. David prayed, and God said, go after them. He went after the Amalekites, overcame them, and David recovered all. They came against him like the sand of the seashore, innumerable. Jehoshaphat called the choir, and they sang praises unto God. And when they sang praises unto God, the army was overthrown. They went forward, not backward. David went forward. Abraham went forward. Isaac and Jacob went forward. The saints in the Old Testament, Moses went forward. The Red Sea split. Joshua went forward. The walls of Jericho fell flat. We can have all the faith we want. We can have all the power in the Holy Spirit. We can realize that we are sons of God, but in this time where the enemy is trying to take over the world and trying to bring the new world order, we need to move forward with the power of the Holy Spirit. And as we move forward, the powers of darkness will fall backward. That which is born of God overcometh the world. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. They that despise and flatter shall do wickedly, but they that know their God shall be strong and do exploits. We are the army of God, we might be few. Unto us has been given the kingdom and power and authority as the sons of Almighty God. We will win, we will overcome, we will establish God's kingdom on this earth, and God's will be fulfilled. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. And we are the sons of Almighty God, who have been called to bring this world back to God, to remove the curse from this universe, and to fulfill the purpose that God has. There is no more time to pray, God, please intervene and do this. Because that's why God has called us, the Church of the Living God. The rest has to be done by the Church. In the Old Testament, God the Father worked. In the Gospels, it was the Old Testament was the acts of the Father. The New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, were the acts of Jesus Christ. Romans through Peter were the acts of the apostles and the Holy Spirit. Next, that will be written in God's book in this 21st century through New Jerusalem Church is the acts of the Church. How do I know that? Because Daniel saw the vision. A stone that was carved out of the mountain came and originated when the feet of iron and clay, the 10 toes, were present. That is the European Union. And smote the toes, and the whole statue fell, and the stone became a great mountain and filled the earth. That is the acts of the Church, the kingdom of God. God the Father, Old Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Jesus Christ. Acts through Peter, the acts of the apostles and the Holy Spirit. And now, everything else that God had planned in the book of Revelation is going to be fulfilled and accomplished by the Church of the Living God. That is why Jesus said to the church in the book of Revelation, "He that overcometh shall be seated with me on my throne, even as I overcame and am seated with my Father on his throne." So our prayer should be, "Father, empower me as part of the Church of the Living God, as one of the sons of Almighty God, to be empowered and filled to fulfill thy will." As Apostle Paul said, "What wilt thou have me to do?" As Jesus said, "Not my will, but thine be done." As Joshua said, "What should I do, Lord?" And God said, "Tell the sun and moon to stand still." Let everything stand still as the church moves forward. It will. The church has been destined for the throne. It is the bride of Christ. Romans 8 says, "All creation waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God." Where does it say all creation waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God, and doesn't say waiteth for the manifestation of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? That is what it says, because here is the answer of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit to creation. In Romans 8, the Word of God tells us, in Romans 8, 21 and 20, "For the creation was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who had subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain until now." So these verses tell us that it has been revealed unto creation that it is through the revelation of the sons of God that everything will be restored. And so creation has been informed, hang in there till the sons of God attain the fullness of Christ and they are revealed, because now the acts of the church are about to start. May the Lord bless these words and strengthen us.